This year, which is being recorded on Lagbaima, Tovshin Peibez, 1 year after the terrible tragedy in Meron. So this year is being given the Ilu Nishmas, the 45 Kedoshi Meron, who were Nifter last year. We are in the middle of Perek Gimel, in the middle of the Halachas of Beirer. We're up to Si'if Chav Gimel, which is on page Samach Aleph in the new print. Someone who's eating grapes off the cluster, and mixed into it are some rotten grapes. She cut off the good grapes that he wants to eat now. Those which he doesn't want to eat now, he should leave on the cluster, on the vine, and not pull them off. But let's say you have an apple that part of it's rotten, part of it was bitten, part of it had a bug, part of it that's no good. You could cut off this rotten part of it to eat the remaining part. But don't do this except right before you're ready to eat. He brings Erchis Chayim Simchin Yutes, the Enoi El Kikiu Vaklifa Shalapri. Why could you cut off this rotten part of an apple that's rotten or some other problem? It says because that's no different than peeling the peel off a fruit. And if you look weiter, he brings it to Machlekes, but he seems to be Mekel. So if you're only cutting off mamish, the rotten part, so that you should do dafka right before the suda. If instead you take some of the healthy part of the apple and you cut it off together with the rotten part, then you could do it even not right before the suda. Sivchav dalet. Shnei minei oichon, you have two types of food, amurovim zeh bezeh, that are mixed together. You can take out the food that you want to eat now. Right? And that's what we called till now throughout the halachas of Beirer. We said Eichel Amsailus. That is the Eichel. Aval but Osir Los Hosir Esamin Shein Roitzel Eichel Achshav. But you can't remove the food that you don't want. So Mekivon Sheyeshel of Shem Psailus. Because that's called Psailus. Lechein. Therefore, give some examples. You have a fruit bowl, and mixed in it is, you know, all different types of fruit. Don't remove the fruits that you don't want now, so that the only things that remain left in the bowl are the fruits that you do want now. So you can't do that. Ava, what should you do? You remove the fruits that you do want now. So you have apples, pears, peaches, I don't know, nectarines, all in a fruit bowl. Right? And you don't want certain ones. You cannot remove the ones you don't want. You just remove the ones that you do want to eat now. Or another option he gives, if for whatever reason this is not going to work, you want to set it up for a suda, for people are coming, and you don't want certain fruits there. So what does he tell you to do? Here's a different answer. Go to the counter, turn over the fruit bowl, let all the fruit roll out separately on the counter. The last safe, and then you'll gather up, you'll just pick us a minchu right to Lach Le'achshav. Now that you have all the fruit rolling around the counter totally separate, you can take the fruit that you do want and put those fruit in the basket. And that's how you'll solve the problem. Another example, he gives Salat Yerokos. You have salad with vegetables. Add shemurov by butter. Let's say they put onions into it. They sliced onions. Small piece of onion. Misha eina oyev lechel es habotzel. Someone who doesn't like eating onions. Also lo asira. You can't remove just the onion pieces. So what should he do? Well, yikach as a yirok as yashu es habotzel. He should eat the rest and leave the butzel behind naturally. Or he gives a second eitzah. O yasir es habotzel v'yachel es lechaveri shoyev. Lech lo yisei achshav. Call out on the table, does anybody want onions from the salad? One guy says, yeah, he likes the onions. So pick up the onions and feed it to him. You know, you don't have to manage feed to his mouth, but you give it to him. This way he's taking for him, it's eichel. And you're taking out eichel to give him eichel. And this way you'll be left with the salad without the onions. Sif Chav Hey. On page Samach Beis in the new print, I believe in the old print, it's Sif Chav Dalet. Yeah, different types of the same food. Same type, same style, and as we'll see soon, they cook the same, they taste the same. Afilu she'enem shavim begoidlam, even if they're not the same size, that mutu livrei mibeneyem gam eseil she'en b'dayt lechem yad. That you could even separate away the ones that you don't plan on eating now. But tamadava, the reason is she'enei boirikan min echad mimenachem. Because then you're not taking one min and separating it from another min, which is the issa boir. Because it's all the same. Elokula min echad hein. Ve'enayim des lachila. And they're all going to be eaten. They all taste the same. Narvas, you want a big piece now. You want a small piece now. That's not a problem. You can take out the piece you don't want, so you can get to the piece you do want. So he gives an example. Afikach. Hayu lefon of nitchei ha-basar ketanim u-gedoylam. You have in front of you a meatball, right? A meat platter, and there's large pieces of meat and small pieces of meat. Makulam and menachon, all the same type of meat. Muvu shalom baif and achid, they were all cooked in the same fashion. Right? So they taste the same. There's no difference. It's not like it comes from two different pots, and one's raw, and one's rare, and one's regular, medium, well done, whatever. They're all the exact same. So mutu lahoitzi afilu es el sheni roitzi lechel achshav. You can remove the ones that you don't want to eat now. V'u'adil gabi chaticha is dogim in minechot, so too by pieces of fish, of what type? Im oifen hachanoson hu shava, as long as the way that the different fish were prepared was equal. Gansha kulum uvu sholois, they're all cooked, they're kulum utuganois, or they're all fried. Gam im bechelik mehem mitzuyes yoysa adrois, even if one of them maybe has a little bit more bones than the other, but lemais, it's all considered as one shame dover, it's all one name, it's all one taste, it's all one flavor, it's all one texture. Except one might have some more bones. Still not considered to mean him that we would say you're being by rare one min from another. He says, so he says fruit that of one type, of all apples. They come from the same orchard. Mukulam triim, all fresh apples. But let's say you're having guests coming later and you want the big apples for them. You're putting out a bowl of apples for your family for dessert, let's say Shabbos lunch. But you want them to take the smaller ones because you want to leave the bigger ones for later when you're having guests and they're looking a little bit nicer, right? It looks nice, serving big apples. So that's because it's all min echad, you'll have to separate the big apples and only put out on the platter now for your family the small apples. Even if you're removing dafka, the large ones or the small ones, because it's all really be'etzem one zach, it's not bayre. If chavav, mutu lahitzi mikari shal peiros, shakula me'oise ha'min u'me'oise ha'tiv, pri ha'rokov rak mechelke. You may remove from a fruit bowl one fruit that is partially rotten. Even though you're not going to eat this fruit, there is partial rotting on it. But if the fruit is fully rotten, so now that fruit you're never going to eat, that whole fruit's going to go to the garbage. Then that whole fruit is considered psilas. And because of the issa breira, it's forbidden to remove it. You can't take it out because now that the whole fruit is rotten, it's not like a fruit that still has a shame apple. Okay, there's a small part that's rotten on it. But now that this whole fruit is rotten, then this whole piece has a din of psilas. Even if the only reason why you're removing this rotten fruit is not because you want to get it away, but because by removing this rotten fruit, you're saving the healthy fruit from catching the rat and the rat going weiter. Oishlo yimshoich elach harakim. Or if you're only removing it not because you care to remove it, but because you don't want to attract insects to the bowl. You cannot remove a rotten fruit from a bowl. So the kid said, Yaseh, what should you do? Yaseh is a peris, a tev, masmuch, and birakim. Said, leave the healthy, ripe, good, healthy fruit right around the rotten one. Right? And then, what should you do? Sorry. What you do is you remove, only take out of the bowl the healthy ones that are one step away from the rotten ones. The ones that are right around the rotten ones you leave. This way you're not doing burger healthy from a rotten. And instead remove the healthy ones that are one row out so that you, those healthy ones you're removing from between and next to other healthy ones. But the ones that are immediately up against the rotten one, those you should leave.
When could you remove those healthy ones? When you're going to eat it right away.
Now, what happens if you have no plans in eating the second row of fruit right now?
You cannot remove the healthy ones that are right next to the fully rotten fruit.
You can remove the second layer. The other eight is to do what we said earlier. Flip the whole bowl out in a way that they roll apart separately. They only put back the healthy ones in the bowl. Siv Chav Zayin. How you lefun of Shnei Minei Peiris because I'm Mil Peis Savach Gimel in the Nupint.
How you lefun of Shnei Minei Peiris because you have two types of Peiris in one large bowl.
V'umayin and Livres are Peiris Haktanim Eisegdeum Shem Shnei Minim. So let's just say there's apples and peaches in a bowl. And there's large apples and large peaches, and small apples and small peaches. So now you want to separate the large from the small. Not that you want to separate the apples from the peaches. You want to separate the large apples and the large peaches, separate from the small peaches and the small apples. So you're doing strictly by size, not by species.
Mutalasis Kenny says that's permitted to do. Afilum ein bedait lechels aperish
shemaitzi. Even though you don't plan on eating the ones you removed, you only plan on eating the ones that are still in the kli. So you can say, what do you mean? So why are you allowed to remove the ones you don't want to eat? Because that's not being, you're not separating the minim. Right? But Ulam here says you have to be careful that as long as you make sure that when you're removing either the large or the small, you have to make sure that you're not separating the apples and the peaches. You have to make sure the apples and the peaches stay mixed together, whatever level of mix they were before you started. Now you're only removing by size, not by species. As long as you're removing by size and not by species, it's mutter. So you have to make sure that when you remove this, let's say you're removing the large ones, when you remove the large apples and peaches, you have to make sure that you're not separating those apples and peaches, and you have to make sure that the apples and peaches are left in the bowl are left mixed. As long as everything's left mixed, and the only thing that's separate between these two piles you now separated is size, large versus small, small versus large, then that's going to be mutter. That's not going to be considered bayir. Today's shiur was given, like ba'emer tafshin beis, le'ilun nishmas kedoshim meiron, the 45 yidden that were never chachmona l'tzlan killed in Meiron 1 year ago, and like ba'emer tafshin pei aleph.